This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'm super excited to have him back on the show. We're talking no other than Bioelectronics Corp. Well, they were on the show back in November 2017. At that time, they were trading at 0.001, and now their stock is up 60% from there. So I told you it was undervalued at that time. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol BIEL. And with us today is the Vice President of Sales, Keith Nalipka. Keith, welcome back to the show. Greatly appreciate you coming back on.
Thanks so much. We really appreciate being on the show. We love coming on and have some great things happening here that we're going to share with people. So thanks for having us back.
You know, your company develops and manufactures, markets, and sells consumer medical electronic products all around the world. My first question to you is, what is going on with the B. Braun in UK?
Yeah, no, it's a great partnership that has been resuscitated. B. Braun is a really large player, obviously, in the UK marketplace. And what we're doing with them is a program that they call Total Pathways. And what Total Pathways is, it will affect 80,000 knee, hip, and joint replacements in the UK. Braun will be taking an Acti patch. And there are two components to it. One of the more exciting programs is it allows us to expand our footprint prior to surgery. Everyone will be getting an ActiPatch that's in the Total Pathways program. So what the patient will be doing is what they call a prehabilitation, meaning prior to surgery. In a single-payer system, one of the problems with that is sometimes it takes a long time for a patient to get a joint replaced. In the UK, for example, it can take as long as a year. What we want to be able to do with ActiPatch and what Braun wants to be able to do is help that patient's pain prior to surgery, and that's what this Total Pathways program is doing. It's designed to increase outcomes in post-operative setting. Can it shorten the length of stay post-operatively? Because those, just like here in the U.S., there's CMS guidelines, but in the U.K., the National Health Service will provide what's called a top-off payment if you can get patients out of the hospital a little bit quicker. ActiPatch in trials has done that. It's helped patients get their pain under control prior to surgery, and then also after surgery, it's allowed them to be more participative in physiotherapy. It's allowed them to meet metrics on the backside of this that overall lower cost in institutions. So that's what Braun's going to be doing. It's a great program. There's 80,000 patients that will be impacted by this. But more importantly, on the backside of this, now that ActiPatch is available through reimbursement and NHS, we'll be able to also, as the surgeon is kind of discharging the patient from their practice, everything's going well, they're going to physiotherapy, to be able to write a prescription for up to 6 refills of ActiPatch that they will be able to get reimbursed for. So really exciting. It provide us an opportunity into a space that really will have a great impact into the UK. There's 100 institutions that will be participating in this. So Braun has done a great job. We worked with them over the last month or so to create this program, but it's a huge win for the brand, and it will really drive sales in the UK, both on the OTC side as well as now through the NHS reimbursement.
You know, I did see a past press release. You guys are talking about the NHS in the UK going with the reimbursement for the ActiPatch. What is that going to do for you guys for sales, and when is that going to be activated?
It started on April 1st, so we really have about a month's worth of exposure to us here, and the visibility so far is very positive. What we see in the UK in that single-payer system is consumers are used to getting prescription drugs for free. In a lot of cases, OTC products, there are reimbursement for, but our situation is a little bit unique. So we have the ActiPatch line that is available on the OTC side, but any person over the age of 60 can walk into any pharmacy now, of which, as an example, when the ActiPatch just sat on the OTC side of the business, say, in Boots and in the current OTC retail footprint that we have, we were impacting about 1,500 to 2,000 stores. Now, anybody in the UK can go walk into any pharmacy, which more than 13,000 stores will be able to have essentially same day or next day delivery service if somebody walks in a prescription and be able to get the product for free. So, and they can get it if they're under 60 for an $8.95 dispensing fee. So it's really, again, all of these things that we're trying to do will fall directly to the bottom line in sales. And in the UK, we should really see a springboard in sales in here in the coming months as patients start to transition from an OTC product, just being able to walk in and buy it, to someone who's a chronic pain patient. If I know that this product works, and we have a lot of people that the product works for, if I know that, I'll go to my doctor, I will get a prescription for a 6-month refill so I can go in and then, in essence, not have to pay for the ActiFat. So, again, it should really drive sales. It should fall directly to the bottom line. And combining that with the increased exposure that the B. Braun representatives will give, there's 30 representatives that handle the UK, and then consultants inside hospital systems. What we're trying to do in the UK is establish not just the brand, not just ActiPatch, but really change the algorithm as it relates to a standard of care for postoperative pain, and specifically knees, joints, and chronic pain as well. So, you know, the medical team here did a great job of getting this through NHS. It's getting paid for. The three SKUs that we have for knee, back, and musculoskeletal pain are getting reimbursed. So, again, we're going to start seeing that revenue fall to the bottom line, and it should have a huge impact for the last 6 months of this year.
Bioelectronics Corp is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. You've been listening to the Vice President of Sales, Keith Nalupka, and they trade on the OTC market. Should take a look at them. I still think they're undervalued here at 0.0016. Their ticker symbol is BIEL. Recently, I think you guys are put something out that you're starting to work with Bayer and Dr. Schultz in the U.S. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, so we, one of the goals that we've had here as a company is finding strategic relationships that can quickly impact bottom line. And one of those is the company, you know, Bioelectronics. Andy has talked to the Bayer for some time, but what we're seeing on the Dr. Schultz, this is the foot care people.
Yep.
We've had a couple of discussions with them, of which we're close to finalizing a deal to partner on a product with Dr. Schultz. ActiPatch here in the States is approved, FDA cleared, for plantar fasciitis. And what we're looking to do with Dr. Schultz will be to take the ActiPatch and put it inside of a Dr. Schultz product. So what we're seeing is, obviously, Dr. Schultz is the category leader, the 44,000 stores that they impact. The brand is widely accepted. And what we see with all of these companies that are coming to us is not just, we get inquiries from a lot of pharma companies that everybody is looking for something different. They're looking for some way to impact pain patients that is non-traditional. And non-traditional, in our case, is a wearable device that's drug-free and can be really innovative to them. What we're looking at is a better way to kind of treat plantar fasciitis and foot pain, and I think this will clearly do that. This will really be transformational for us as a brand. We should be able to close that with them imminently. The discussions have gone really well. We're excited about that. And we should have a big impact on that.
Keith, let me ask you this while I got you on the show. Rumor has it you guys have got two meetings coming up with the FDA, one on May 9th, the other one on May 29th. What's the purpose for those meetings?
Right. So, again, very positive. Like, I've come on the show a couple of times, and I'm always amazed. I worked in Big Pharma for 15 years, and a couple good press releases a year is what you would see.
Right.
And, we've really churned out some information here. We've cleaned up this product. We've partnered with companies like B. Braun. We're looking to do something with Bayer. We've done some stuff with Mundi Pharma in Australia. So, we're executing. The FDA meetings, the purpose of the first one on 5/9, so Sri Kanaru and Ian Rawl have done an amazing job. We're talking about two people that have really fostered this product through the FDA process, which can be pretty daunting. On 5/9, the purpose of it is we should push forward with the back pain information. They did an amazing job aggregating the data. We think that the data we're presenting makes a really compelling place to get clearance here in the FDA for the back at that meeting or not shortly after that meeting. The data is impressive. We worked with, the guys here have worked just absolutely done an amazing job. It is something to be proud of as a company of our size to get this type of data done. The second one is something that we got relatively quickly, and I think it will be really transformational as all of these things are geared to do is drive revenue to the bottom line. On 5/29, the meeting is different. It's for post-operative pain. So, again, we put a package of data together, sent it to them, and they thankfully responded relatively quickly to go down on 5/29 and have a meeting to look at clearance for post-operative pain. So, again, all of these things we're talking about, what drives companies, you know, that trade on the OTC, and it's nothing more than revenue. How quickly can we get revenue in the door? And for us, it's with strategic partnerships, the NHS win, which will directly impact sales here immediately. And then, you know, the final, what I'll call shooting gallery, hopefully, that we can get from the FDA. Obviously, with the FDA, you never truly know what an outcome is going to be with them. I think we have the data to make a very strong case. And I think, you know, again, that will really create the whole shooting gallery that we feel that we need to be effective here in the U.S. So we would have plantar fasciitis, osteoarthritis of the knee, and then some variation of back pain that could really, you know, springboard us forward. And then throw on top of that, the ability to talk about postoperative pain would be transformational. So, again, everything that we're talking about should drive revenue, it should drive sales, and then really be able to penetrate the UK marketplace and then transfer some of that information back to the States.
BioElectronics Corp is the company you've been listening to today. We're highlighting them today on Stock Day. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol BIEL. Very, very undervalued at 0.0016. In closing, Keith, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Yeah, I think one thing that is really important is in the U.S. marketplace is going to become our focus. The other thing that I think we can do with this NHS data and the BBARM partnership in a post-operative setting is that information we can transfer here back to the States to be able to drive CMS, you know, medical reimbursement here in the United States through the payer system is really contingent upon one thing. Can we show a cost-benefit analysis in our case? I feel that we could have the same impact that we have in the UK here in the States by taking that data in a post-operative setting, bring it back to CMS to say, hey, wait a second. We presented this data in the UK. We've shown that we can reduce medical visits for chronic pain patients. We have shown that we can reduce the need for additional prescription drugs. We've shown that we can have an impact in getting these patients out of the hospital earlier, and we're going to start, you know, transferring that back through hospital systems here in the U.S. to have the same impact that we're having abroad. And that's really, you know, the end goal of this is collect all this data, bring it back to the States, and then drive sales here in the U.S.
Keith, I want to thank you for coming on the show. The only thing I ask of you is don't take so long to come back on the show. I want you back on the show in 40 or 50 days, not six months. Right?
Hey, well, yeah, I think on a positive standpoint, we're going to have some things that we can certainly talk about here. You know, it's an exciting time for this company. It's a really, really cool little product. You know, Andy has pushed this along so diligently, you know, battling some people on some big fronts in the UK with the NHS, here with the FDA, and you know, the team here has done a great job to push this product along, and I think here immediately we're going to start reaping the benefits of this. So we're really excited, and I promise to be back in less than 40 days because I think we'll have some other things to talk about.
BioElectronics. Keith, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate you coming on the show. You can come back anytime you want to, hopefully in 40 or 50 days, and thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Everett, always a pleasure. Really appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.